The Hunter's Dam storage levels are currently sitting at around 67%. Hunter Water has said it will soon start drawing water from the Tomago sand beds to supplement the water coming from the dams. This is something it does during times of drought.
Did you know that Hunter Water is also working on other plans for a temporary desalination plant at Belmont to be constructed as a last resort if water storage levels reach a critical point? So what is that point? How far away are we from it, and how would it work? Darren Cleary is here. He's Hunter Water's Chief Investment Officer. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Jenny.
Hi. You're working on putting in a development application for this temporary desalination plant at Belmont. What are the plans exactly?
The plans are for a desalination plant that would supplement our water supply in the event of an unprecedented drought. So it forms part of an overall drought response, the key elements of which are looking at how we can use water as efficiently as possible, both the overall community and Hunter Water and managing its network. But in the event of an unprecedented drought, we want this option available to us of being able to produce a quantity of desalinated water to ensure we could last through what would be a very rare and unprecedented drought in the region.
How far away are we from this plant being needed? If we're in a drought right now, when does it get critical?
Well, of course, that depends upon the weather and whether it rains or not. If the drought continues, and it is an unprecedented drought, we're in a drought the likes of which we haven't seen in our region, then it's possible we'd need to start constructing the desalination plant within 18 months. Now, of course, we hope it doesn't get to that, and that's why this plan is, it's really an insurance policy. It's our last contingency measure we've put in place. And one of the key things we can do to avoid the potential for having to need this, aside from it hoping it rains, is to look at how we can use water as efficiently as possible. So the community's response of conserving water and loving water is a really important element.
The way that this would operate is that you would ideally have a DA approved, that you would then construct the plant when the time came that it was about to be needed. It seems kind of risky. Why not have it constructed, sitting there, ready to switch on?
The planning for this is based upon an overall response to drought, and it is always a balance between the level of investment that we make early in a drought versus undertaking other measures such as looking at how we can be more efficient with water. So the proposal is currently that the desalination plant, we look at construction when our storages are at 35%, and we look at turning on the operation of it when our storages hit 20%. Now, the likelihood of that happening is very remote, less than a 1 in 1,000 chance. So the desalination plant is there in the event we have this unprecedented dry weather, which is possible but highly unlikely, and we think it's much more efficient and cost-effective for the community as a whole to put in place other measures to conserve water and respond to drought. So that includes, as I've said, working with our customers, both our residential and non-residential customers, on how they can conserve water. Hunter Water looking at how it can manage its network as efficiently as possible so that we're minimising the amount of water loss through breaks and leaks, and other investments such as the link with the Central Coast so that we can make the best use of the dams across the region.
You talked there about how unlikely it is we'll get to such a low point, but is there a risk that this plant will be needed before the plans are ready and before it's built?
We think that's unlikely, and that's why we've started this planning work well before actually the drought commenced. So we are working hard to have these plans in place so that they are ready to go in the unlikely event that they're needed.